Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Great darkness is upon the world. A criminal elite adopting eugenics as their scientific excuse to dumb us down, poison us, and kill us in masses and control. Our guest is going to be with us until about 15 after. So we're going to come back and take three or four calls in the next segment and let him go. Then Gary Franzi joins us with the In the Fed protest nationwide. Then Ralph Nader. And then, of course, on the Second Amendment front on this live Wednesday edition, the 12th day of November 2008. We're also going to have Larry Pratt on. Alan Watt from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Alan, certainly they've conditioned the public to love their slavery or to feel like they're powerful or to buy the propaganda as if it was their own. But what are some of the solutions you see? I mean, there certainly is a great awakening happening. What are some of the solutions you see to turn this around?
When it comes to solutions, you must first start with the individual. This is a war also against the individual. The United Nations has said so. They don't like individuality. They want conformity. They want the mass man. But the problem has been organization. The public themselves are unorganized. The only organized side is the opponent side, and they have covered every base. Now, even when you try to start up a grassroots movement, you get infiltrated so quickly by people who start to say the right things and spin you off, or before you know it, you're even on the global agenda towards a better type of global society. So we have to be very, very careful. We need organization. And what really has happened, too, you see, the culture at one time was fairly standard throughout the Western Hemisphere. It was a Christianized culture. And even if people didn't believe in the doctrine, they still had the culture from Christianity, and so they could cooperate and help each other and so on. They were bonded to an extent with each other through the culture itself. That is why that had to be destroyed. And now you're left floundering in this space where there's nothing really to hang on to except what you're given as the new normals. That's the big problem. People have to start to find the strength within themselves first and foremost, before they can go out to help other people. And they must overcome their fear. Fear is the greatest killer and stagnator of all. You have to overcome the fear, because we're getting killed anyway. When you realize that, and you are going to die one day, you have nothing to lose. And you must retain or even gain empathy for other people around you, even those who don't understand. It makes you tremendously sad to see them. In their ignorance, they don't know what's happening. They are parroting, just like automatons, things from the media. They don't know they're being killed.
Yeah, you don't have your humanity till you do stand up and fight back. And absolutely, we have no chance out of this if we don't speak out and get involved and resist. Now, absolutely. The enemy tried to condition us to go for the banker takeover, but 95 to 98% of the polls, 1,000-to-1 phone calls to Congress were against it. So the good news is, on more and more fronts, people are not buying it. That's why I was so hurt by the Obama thing, them calling him the one, the savior, the God, because his whole agenda is identical to Bush's, who was another puppet, and it's just sad to see my fellow humans being conned.
Yes, once again, we've got to stop looking for two-legged gods and realize that every single one of us is our own champion. We are our champions ourselves, and everyone can make a difference when they start to speak up and complain and say, no, no more of this. We've had enough. We've had too much. Thank you very much. And we've got to start literally setting up organizations to try these people in the future when we do turn all of this around. We've got to start organizations up and tell them we're coming after you.
Absolutely. Let's come back and take a few final phone calls for Alan Watt. Then we'll look forward to the exciting resistance of the Fed, people actually protesting the real government, the real elite, nationwide with the In the Fed demonstrations, November 22nd. Stay with us.
Free free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD.
And all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gary Ramsey coming up in about 6-7 minutes. Right now we're talking to Alan Watt. Alan, I'm going to take a few calls here quickly for you from Mike, Kelton, Lisa, and Jim. But tell folks about your websites.
Yeah, it's cuttingthroughthematrix.com and also Alan Watt Sentinel.eu for Europe. And they can download lots of free talks I've given in the past, covering a lot of this information and the big agencies and foundations and big players behind it. And I give them links to their scripts, actually, and their books and so on, which tell you the whole agenda. It is out in the open. H.G. Wells called it the open conspiracy. And as I say, what I'd like to happen one day in the future, after maybe even millions of us have died off and been killed off, if they cannot crush the memory and the history of their acts that we have, we keep the records, we are the keepers of the records of history, then one day hopefully we can have a new Nuremberg trial and bring them all and all their paid lackeys, all their scientists that have happily worked on these agencies to kill us all, bring them all to justice. Because, and this would have to be televised worldwide, because we could never forget what's been done to the public. It's a horror show. They must stand trial for this one day.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on the air, Mike.
Alan, how you guys doing?
Good.
I got a question for Alan, actually two of them. One of which is, how is Obama going to be falling into this eugenics program. It seems like that everyone they put into office, they have some kind of personal agenda that they're trying to meet for their ultimate goal or ultimate plan.
Well, I've got a comment after Alan, but go ahead, Alan.
Well, I don't think they have a personal agenda. I think that they do what they're told. I think Obama actually has been bred for his task, and you actually will find this has happened in the past. If you go to his mother's history, she was a born and bred revolutionary for the world system. I thought it funny in his speech he talked about Afro-American slaves and so on. Now, the guy was not an Afro-American slave. His father was a Kenyan, and he calls him a prince. So he's using all tactics, simply as politicians do, to get into power. But he is simply a front man.
He's also related very closely to Bush, Cheney, all of them.
Yes.
And they're all much more related than the general public. I mean, again, that's probably not even his father, folks. Obama has been groomed. Ron Paul said that here. But listen, they'll use his individual looks and what he says and does for their angle, their spin, to give the illusion of choice and a variance between the puppet to puppet. But Obama, because he's black, is going to be perfect to lead. He says he wants to get GMO into Africa. He says he wants to give women their choice. That means Planned Parenthood, sterilizing them, injections, abortion. So, yes, he'll make sure that the black babies aren't born, and he'll be hailed for that, and Jesse Jackson will cry all day.
That is correct. You've said it all. This is how they play the game. And rather than giving a revolution every 4 or 5 years, they give us this choice of voting in a new party who simply continues the agenda. This is how the trick has been played for years.
Folks, they know that humans build things. We create things. We're amazing. The globalist system is about diverting you into halls of mirrors, little false realities, so you never truly live and see reality for what it is, so you can affect reality. You were meant, you know, we're a species that's like a coral reef. We grow on top of each other. And they've learned to engineer that and make sure we never leave anything behind. Only their hand leaves something behind. I know how short my life is. I know it's about the mark I leave, what I do for the species. I live on through the species. I have a communal love of the species, whereas this elite believe they are a super species and they have a religious hate of you and your family. They want to murder you and your family. They love children dying of cancer. They love poison. They love dumbing down. They love destruction. It's dominance for them. It's like sitting on you. Alan?
Yes, they are psychopathic. They're so inbred. And you'll find Obama, I'm sure, if you truly get hold of his real history, he's just another one who's been created for the purpose, literally purpose-designed human. We find the same thing happened with Armand Hammer. Armand Hammer's father was way up there in communism in the United States. He was done a few times in charge for backstreet abortions. He was immediately into the abortion debates way back then. And then Armand himself was sent off to study with a rabbi at the age of 5. He left home at the age of 5 to be indoctrinated in his role for life, to acquire millions of dollars, and eventually to get an office right next door to Lenin. So these guys are trained and bred for their purposes and their duty to their system, to their cause, to their own elite.
Yeah, got to jump, Mike. Kelton in Texas, go ahead.
Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're on the air worldwide right now.
Okay, thank you. I just had a quick comment. You guys are absolutely right on as far as how the police are implementing tyranny in the communities. I'll give you a prime example. About a year and a half ago, I was pulled over. I actually wasn't pulled over. I was at the bus stop from Austin to Cleveland, and all of a sudden, police officers just pulled me over. Had me spread my my arms on the car, and I was telling them, I told them that, hey, you know, my license are in my pocket, my bus ticket is in my pocket. They were saying, well, where's your luggage? But my luggage got lost. And they put me in the backseat of the car, ran my information, and let me go. Oh, but this is one important thing. Before the guy let me get up off the car, he said, don't make an MFing move or you'll become a statistic. And I found that is still...
it's about humiliating you, letting you know you're lower than dirt. They're told to do that to train us to accept enslavement. But don't worry. That cop's going to have his pension fund taken by his global masters. He's going to be hurt by the very same system he loves. So go ahead and shoot your kid up, cops, with vaccines. Laugh at us. Go ahead and serve the system. Go ahead and think you're Alan.
I know, it's disgusting. You see, the problem again is we have a generation who have been brought up, and their heroes have been the goons that they're now dressed up as. They've become what they wanted to be, the ones with the power. Look at what they've been. Look at the movies they watch. Look at the language in the movies. Eat this, sucker, etc., etc. I mean, this is the mentality that was purposely put out there for this generation, the generation they're now using as the bullies. So we also have psychopaths in all strata of society, unfortunately. And they do hire the low-level psychopaths who would otherwise be smashing windows on streets and stealing stuff from the stores. And they put uniforms on them. So they always use the degenerate class to control the rest of the people.
It's not them anymore. It's Officer Dimomsky.
Yep.
Another got me a badge, and you're going to learn to respect me. All right. Appreciate your call, Kelton. Lisa and Jim, we've just got to leave now because we've got our next guest on. But next Wednesday, Alan Watt, because he's just such a great mind and we appreciate him, has agreed to come on for 2 hours next Wednesday. So I'll talk to you in 7 days, Alan.
I will do.
You bet. Take care. Appreciate you spending time with us. All right. We've got Gary Franchi the next 30 minutes, maybe longer, until Ralph Nader joins us. And I always enjoy having Gary Franchi up. Gary Franchi does so much around the community. And you know, he was involved with the whole Freedom to Fascism, getting that video out to people. And he's been a talk show host in his own right. But he came up with a great idea to have in the Fed protest every November 22nd when they killed JFK because he tried to abolish the Federal Reserve. And I think of no better guest to have on than Gary Franchi on the heels of Alan Greenspan on national television on PBS saying the Fed is accountable to no one and can do anything and everything they want. So, Gary Franchi, good to have you here with us.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. Now, tell the listeners specifically how this idea to physically go protest the Fed developed instead of protesting the fake titular heads, the figureheads, the puppets like Bush and Obama.
Well, I mean, we could sit around and we can complain about the you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, but we know that they are just the pawns, you know, on the chessboard. The real power comes from the source of the money, and that's the Federal Reserve System. You know, you've known this for a long time. I've known this for a long time. And it's time that we wake up the American people and say we are going to go to the source of the problem, and we're going to raise public awareness. We are going to shout at the top of our lungs. We're going to say it is time. We're making a declaration on the 22nd of November to end the Federal Reserve System. That is the day that the Federal Reserve was birthed on Jekyll Island. So that's why we chose the date. And, you know,
it's also near the Kennedy assassination date, and we know that he went up against them as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Kennedy had, you know, started printing up U.S. notes, started competing with the Federal Reserve notes. They, you know, they had to get rid of him, too. So it's time. It is time. These bankers are running rampant over the American people. I mean, Paulson today is saying that he's not going to put money towards this bailout money towards the mortgages. He's going to put it towards credit cards instead. I mean, it's so.
And again, that's not paying off the debts of the credit card holders. That and then just giving that money to them. The credit card holder will still have to pay. It's just the credit card company gets double paid, and then they're going to take that money as bonuses. And then he said yesterday it's all secret, but then today he said it's all transparent, and they say $2 trillion is just missing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, isn't that convenient, you know? The former head of Goldman Sachs is, you know, pumping all this money that you can't even track back to his Wall Street buddies. This is a disgrace. This is high treason, and the American people will not stand for it anymore. Never, ever in American history have we had an opportunity like we do today to speak to the American people's minds, because on the tip of everyone's tongue, on the news, all across the place, all across the country, it's bailout, it's the economy. Now we have the opportunity to explain why. Where's the source of the power?
Absolutely. Point out who the real culprit is. Stay there, my friend. We're going to be right back.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
About the website, tell us about the different groups around the country. I'm going to be up there for the JFK 45th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. private banking group, same ones raping us right now, killing Kennedy. And so perfect for me to drop by over there to the demonstration at the Dallas Federal Reserve. Tell folks what's being planned at these locations across the country.
Well, here's the plan, and if people want to get further involved, and we want people to, spread this message. We need the largest turnout we can. You know, as far as I know, this is the first time we've ever organized nationally against an economic issue like the Federal Reserve. So this is really a historic day. We need to get everybody all hands on deck for this. You can do that by going to endthefed.us. Very simple. Fill out the form there. And then you can go to restoretherepublic.net, and there are groups there for every single Federal Reserve district. All you got to do is just plug in your email and then join the group, and then the group organizer will contact you. All the details are there on the events calendar. And, you know, what we want people to do, especially, we create a special issue of Republic Magazine just for this very event, a scathing issue on the bailout, the Federal Reserve System. But really, we want peaceful, nonviolent rally in support of sound money. You know, we want to return to a sound economic policy that is good for the country, that is good for the people, and is not revolving around a fiat paper currency.
I think it's also important to point out, course, you know, there's a bunch of groups doing this so they can basically put out what they want, but that it's the Federal Reserve is private and that they engineered the collapse and the looting and the robbery, the heist. You know, Ron Paul has said it's a heist that we're witnessing right now.
Oh, I mean, Alex, a couple months ago, I went to a Federal Reserve conference here in Chicago, and I interviewed the public relations officer for the Fed, and this guy laid it out. You know, he was basically boasting that the Federal Reserve is a private bank. I mean, I got it all on camera, and he just laid it out, you know, talked about the, you know, how much money they print every day. It was a shocking admission, you know, but these people are operating in the open with full arrogance and no restraint.
Yeah, that's the big issue. In the past, they hid it and lied about it. Now, Mayor Rothschild, Baron Rothschild, is in the news saying, I run the New World Order, global government, ha, 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 we're stealing all your money. I mean, they're just right out in the open now.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're organizing these things. You know, we want cooperation and respect for local law enforcement authorities. You know, we don't want everyone, you know, breaking all the windows of the Federal Reserve Banks.
Yeah, but we know what's going to happen. They're not going to be respectful. And if anybody breaks windows, it'll be cops dressed up like us. They just got caught in Denver. It's now confirmed.
Yeah, I mean, that's their modus operandi. You know, they have their agent provocateurs. So everybody
has to
be.
By the way, they're public servants, though. I mean, I don't really call them authorities myself.
Well, we want people to be on the lookout for provocateurs. We want people to bring cameras. You know, the camera today, you know this, Alex, is the best weapon that we have, you know, to fight this information war. You know, we don't want to block pedestrian or vehicular traffic. You know, every city has different ordinances, so you
got to
talk to your local
organizer.
Different
ways of suppressing and controlling the slaves as they're bled.
That's the better way of putting it.
But, I mean, regardless, we're going to be out there handing out flyers, material, exposing. I mean, everybody in every city needs to call the media and let them know you're going to be out there protesting the private Federal Reserve, engineering the collapse of the economy, and looting the economy with the bailout. And this is very popular. Yeah.
We got you're familiar with our publication. The next issue of Republic Magazine, the cutoff time tomorrow is 1 o'clock. And if you want them, you got to get them now at republicmagazines.com. This is a 48-page, fully stacked info bomb that will wake up the people and just send the message home. And we really want people to get out there, pass out copies of America, Freedom, and Fascism, and, you know, wake up the people. It's time. The Federal Reserve has to be shut down. And on a nationwide scale, if we all stand in unison and make the declaration on the 22nd of November, we can see change coming. Not some fake change, that this perceived change that we're going to get next year with Obama. That's a whole fraud in itself. But, you know, it's time.
Oh, we're getting
people
a change. You know, they're going to put it in higher gear, raping the people. Gary, stay there. Let's do a few more minutes on the other side. In the Fed, ladies and gentlemen, and locations all over the country. We'll tell you about some of the locations. When we get back, be part of history. All of this is about exposing the enemy, exposing the culprits, exposing the criminals that are behind all this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Ralph Nader's joining us in about 8-9 minutes.
Red, white, and blue.
Talk about the bailout, what's happening, what happened to the election, Fox News trying to demonize him, and a lot more.
People sleeping in their shoes.
So that is coming up in a few minutes. Got Larry Kraft, what's happening with the Second Amendment coming up in the next hour as well. We will have open phones for the first 30 minutes of the next hour before Larry Pratt joins us. The Federal Reserve in Dallas, where I will be on the 22nd, I'm going to be split between there and the Grassy Knoll. Same date the Federal Reserve was hatched at Jekyll Island, same date they killed President Kennedy. The main reason was trying to abolish the Fed, kick out the shadow government. 2200 North Pearl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75201. Or you can call the Federal Reserve at 214-922-6000. But if you go to the inthefed.us, you can find out about how many Fed locations are you guys going to be at?
Right now, I'm looking at the RestoreTheRepublic.net site. We've got 52 groups actively organizing right now. All across the country.
I mean, I know there's sub offices. There's 12 major region banks, 34 subgroups.
Yeah, there's about 38 locations nationwide. So we want people to go to the major banks And if they don't have a major Federal Reserve Bank local, then we want them to find the next best thing, which would be a Federal Reserve branch office, and go and protest or rally, as the terminology we're using. Go and rally in front of those locations for sound money.
And, folks, it doesn't matter if it's only 10 of you, but be sure and go to the site and coordinate with people. But the key, in my opinion, is to call your local newspapers and TV and say, hey, we're going to be out here protesting, leave it simple, the Fed's policies and the bailout. And then, you know, once they get out there, they're going to get an earful about the private Federal Reserve and the rest of it. I mean, I think that's a great idea. So the key here is to call alternative media, mainstream media, college newspapers, get them out there. And that's the point, having rallies at 38 locations, demonstrations saying, we know you're the real government, we know you're the real cause. I just salute everybody that's out there. And, Gary, I'm going to put you on hold. Give me you were saying you give me the name and number. I think she goes by, you said Liberty Bell up in Dallas. And let me give her a call, just let her know I'm going to be coming up there. Maybe I'll get her on in the next week or so before all this happens. But fire those websites out again, Gary.
Okay, the place where you want to get organized with information about the actions and the Fed.us, local groups are forming at RestoreTheRepublic.net, and then we are all using Republic Magazine, the Grand Theft America issue, for the tool to awaken the people at RepublicMagazines.com.
All right, Gary, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you coming up with this great idea.
Thank you. It was a team effort.
You bet. Well, I'm just curious, who did hatch the idea?
It actually came from Stephen Vincent. He was a California coordinator with the Ron Paul meetups, and he approached me. I said, let's do this. Let's blow this thing up. Let's make it real. And, you know, we put the full weight and force of Aaron Russo's Restore the Republic behind it, and, you know, it's just gone viral from there.
Yeah, I appreciate Ted Anderson running all those ads, too. I hope the listeners of this network and this show take action. Okay, Gary, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much.
You bet. I appreciate it. Okay, going back to another subject before Ralph Nader joins us, up on PrisonPlanet.com is a very important article written by Paul Watson, and it says, Obama's civil defense program resembles domestic draft. And they say in the fine print in his chief of staff's book, and what Obama said, what Clinton proposed, what Bush proposed, you'll all be in the National Guard. And he says that. Rahm Emanuel says that. You'll get 3 months of military training, and they'll call you up for domestic roles, spying roles on fellow citizens, law enforcement roles, all of this. And that's only part. Then they've got the environmental brigades, millions and millions. I mean, just the tattletale squad's a million. But more evidence has emerged, not just the video clips of him saying it or his book or Obama saying it or Obama's own website saying it and then being scrubbed. You know, look at him trying to hide it now because there's resistance. He told the New York Daily News in an interview, this is, you know, in a cocktail party. This is in 2006. This ran on the New York Daily News website. This is their reporter talking to him, and listen carefully.
This week from the Regency Hotel in Manhattan, where I sat down with Congressman Rahm Emanuel. He was at the Regency raising money for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which he chairs, and is also promoting his new book, which is called The Plan, and which he co-wrote with Bruce Reed.
I wanted to ask you about the universal service piece of the plan. Can you tell me about it? Like, how is this going to work? Are people going to live in barracks?
Universal civil defense training. I think he had it at 18, but we were saying somewhere at the ages of 18 to 25, you will do 3 months of training. You can do it in between your some point in college, you just do that. But there could be nothing wrong with all Americans having a joint similar experience of what we call civil defense training or civil service or some sense of service to country and preparation, which will give people a sense of what it means to be an American. So it is, you know, we propose 3 months. You know, at the end of the day, somebody says it should be 4. I'm not going to sit here. I ain't got hold of it.
It's a lot more than the U.S. government asks of anybody right now. I mean, I guess you could argue special taxes.
No, it's because we have a lot more challenges. So you're going to need a lot to do it. But
I guess I don't mean to get, like, hung up on the aesthetics of it, but, like, uniforms and people who like Europe. People get, you
if
know,
you're worried about
US
doing, if you're worried that you're
cool,
if you're
right,
going to
right,
do 50 jumping jacks, the answer is yes.
Right. No, but I mean, is it you kind of shipping the youth of the country at army bases in the summer? I mean, I'm sure. Like, I wonder how it's going to work. I mean, this is people's experience. Sort of, like, it's so abstract. So is it going to be like?
Yeah, it could be work through.
Like, you know, it's like you go 9 to 5 to some course in the Red Cross building.
Well, I mean, that will be that. The whole idea there is it will be worked out. You could do it through your state National Guard. Could be the vehicle for that. That, you know, the goal here wasn't to sit here and work on a piece of legislation for you and all that, but that would be, that's one venue to doing it.
And would it, I mean, I guess, would it, are you, you flirting, you're, if they have some sort of, like, I'm a little hung up on the barracks. Like, is that
yeah, is there a reason? Do you want to talk about it? Do you think maybe...
I think I'm trying to take reporter out.
Let me ask you, do you have Blue Cross Blue Shield coverage on this? Are you worried about this in some capacity?
No, I'm just curious. I'm just trying to sort of imagine it.
Well, rather than figure out whether you take a train ride or a barrack, think of it this way. It'll be a common experience, and you'll be prepared, God forbid, that... Okay. God forbid that there's a chemical hit, there's another terrorist act, or a natural disaster, which are coming more frequently. There'll be a body of citizens who are ready and capable and trained. That's all you got to think about. We're all here for you, okay? It's a circle of life.
I mean, it's just, you kind of want to know how these things will work.
Is this compulsory then?
Well,
you have to, in a sense, it's a required of everybody, 18 to 25, 3 months.
All right, stop right there. Back it up a few seconds. Now at the end it shifts from the New York Daily News story, and then it shifts into him on C-SPAN saying the same thing, it's going to be required, and then Barack Obama saying it's a domestic security force. The whole point here is this is a national draft. If you read the fine print, it says it's for military, it's for domestic law enforcement, and then your school children have to be in these environmental brigades where the shared American experience is these multinational corporations and New World Order system brainwashing your children into these youth corps. So this is the opposite of true volunteerism. It's compulsory service, compulsory volunteerism. It's an oxymoron. But they know by imploding the economy, they know they force people into doing this. They know that by people not being able to have jobs, they're going to want to be part of this. That's why for the last 5 years they put the military recruiters in the high schools from Texas to Colorado to California caught on tape threatening, saying, I'm going to have you arrested if you don't sign in the Marines. It's the law. You have to join. So a lot of the kids they're getting are, number one, really the low achievers, low IQs. They're being conned, and they're being lied to be part of this. So this is all part of it. It's the law you got to take vaccines. It's the law you got to sign this contract to join the Marines or the Army. It's the law you've got to – well, now they really want to make it the law where you don't own your body. You don't control yourself. You don't own your children. You know, your children don't own you. You know, your family has no call on that, like the California's – court said a few months ago, they said parents aren't the parents, the state is. So that's the type of issue that we are dealing with here. But the bigger issue isn't just the national service. It's how they bring it out and then back off. And then they bring it out and they back off. Always conditioning the public and then lying about it, saying they never proposed it. When Emmanuel wrote his book, his bestseller about it, when he's the guy that pushed it in the first Clinton administration and the second from 93 through 2000, and he's the guy who ramrodded through NAFTA. So it's hard to deal with a nation of people trained to be in denial. But at the same time, the population really isn't in denial now. I mean, we have the bailout where we have 5 trillion dollars, 2 million of it on the Federal Reserve books that they're saying they won't even say who got it or where it went. And then in a press conference, Treasury Secretary Paulson comes out and says, it's secret who we're giving the money to. We don't have to tell anybody, but we have total transparency to the taxpayers, and this is all above board. I mean, that is total doublespeak. That's like breaking somebody's nose and saying, I didn't just punch you in the face. And then you're just busy, confused, thinking about the amazing lie you just heard. There is just a flaunting of corruption. John, how's it going getting Ralph Nader on? You know, they always get numbers scrambled around, and it gets on about 5 minutes late. We run out of our time. But that's the way it is with any busy people doing a lot of media. So, and then he gets on late with us because he's late on another interview. And then he's got to go early because he's late for another interview. So that's how that basically unfolds and how that works when the stuff gets stacked up. Regardless, I want to get Ralph Nader's take on a lot of things that are happening and going on in the country, and how Fox News really demonized him for saying, will Barack Obama be an Uncle Sam or an Uncle Tom? I mean, Uncle Tom is a term used by blacks who invented it, the book Uncle Tom's Cabin, then it got picked up, to deal with folks that go along with the system and sell out their people. And, of course, Nader didn't apologize, so that's a historical fact. And but pretty soon, reading or even being able to talk or even being able to have opposable thumbs will be seen as Al-Qaeda membership. It's kind of like 1984, where they reduced the language down so far that the general public can't even be reached. I mean, a lot of people out there in society, they don't even know the branches of government, how society works. It's just what color is somebody, or what color tie are they wearing, or are they promising me a bunch of free stuff? And that's why the dumbing down has been so complete, that even though the public knows they're being lied to, they don't know what to do or how to counter it, or who the bad guys are. And that's where this show comes in. And it's just that having a population that's domesticated, dumbed down, enslaved is a recipe for disaster, is a recipe for enslavement. And anytime you have a population who isn't aware of their enemies, or isn't aware of corruption, or doesn't have the will to fight back, or doesn't even have the weapons to fight back, whether that's intellectual weapons or physical weapons, they get overrun and enslaved. And that's what we face as a society today. I mean, nowhere in any scale, in any time in history, has an elite stolen the amount of wealth they are stealing right now. And, of course, it's fiat wealth, but they're buying real assets with it. They're going to leave the people holding the bag, paying it back in taxes and, of course, in inflation. But this is truly, truly unprecedented. And then I ask myself, every new outrage is topped by another outrage that comes after it. And then still another outrage, still another flaunting. So this is a scientific method of just flaunting corruption, training us to have no limits, to just expect anything and everything. And then the public just sheepishly has their expectations lowered down to nothing and are mentally and psychologically prepared to acquiesce to any level of cultural depravity, enslavement, feudalism, serfdom, slavery. And they know they have a trendy population that is a mile wide and inch deep. There's no real substance. And the people have been demoralized. Maybe they weren't even ever moralized to begin with, to where they can just be fully thrown around like flotsam and jetsam. And so I don't know what to take from all of this, other than the fact that we don't have a choice but to fight back. We don't have a choice but to resist, because the level of tyranny, as George Washington said, that we will live under is the exact level we accept. I mean, the tyrant isn't going to stop. It's their nature to enjoy power. It's their nature to want to control. It's their nature to want to impoverish as a tool, a political tool. And so we stand here at the crossroads. We have a scientific, military-industrial complex, media, big pharma system that is very decadent, but also at the same time focused. And they have big management PR firms and psychological warfare firms and think tanks that have figured out how humans operate and how to play us off against each other, how to demoralize us, how to control us. And they are just devastating our society. They are laying waste as a tool of total siege and what you could call military domination. This is economic, military, cultural domination. I mean, the TV culture, just watch it. The pettiness, the greed, the hate, the backstabbing, the murders, the violence, all of it simulated and real, is just oversensitizing us and to the point where we're desensitized to all of these horrors to ourselves and our fellow man. We've got to shake ourselves loose of this and realize just how crazy a world we're actually living in, to the point of realizing we have to get involved and somehow in the society change things. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. See if we can get Ralph Nader on the horn.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
All right, it's no big deal. This stuff happens all the time. His plane was late getting in, so he's stuck in traffic going to his office. So I don't want to have him on for 5 minutes. We can do that. I'm just going to have Ralph Nader on tomorrow, the next day, for like 30 minutes. We're going to have about 20 minutes with him to get into the banker bailout and really get into some serious issues. And why do we have people like Ralph Nader on? It's interesting to hear from him, his perspective, also all of his fans and people that respect him. So when I talk about the private banking system and the scam and how it's a fraud, you know, people pay attention, but the synergy of having Ralph Nader on as well, or Ron Paul. I mean, that Ron Paul interview I did last week, hundreds of thousands of views alone on YouTube. And then it's all over hundreds of other video sites. People take the audio and put it up there on the video. You know, another example of all these big guests adding to the synergy that, hey, a lot of Americans know the banks are running a scam. They know there's a new world order. The American people are aware that all of this corruption is taking place and transpiring. There's a lot of prominent people, Republicans, and like Ron Paul, and folks you'd call liberal, like Ralph Nader, that know what's going on, that know both parties are controlled. It's all part of that process. But the good news is we don't have another guest for about 34 minutes here, so I can talk to Jim, Alex, Herb, Michelle, Joe, Aaron, and many others, folks from Florida to British Columbia to Hawaii. So we'll do that. But I have done 2 hours and 56 minutes here and haven't plugged any videos yet. And I need to do that because not only do the videos and books that we sell on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com, not only do they fund this operation and the important work we do here, as bad as things are, imagine how much worse it'd be if all of us weren't taking action. The most important reason is they wake people up. They're informative. They're dynamic. And everybody needs to have more information, more data. None of us know it all. But I know this. You may know quite a bit more than I do. But your neighbor, your friends, your family, your boss, your employees, your pastor, your rabbi, whatever, your imam, they don't know what's going on, or they've only got a piece of it. And then thirdly, and this may even be more important than just getting the word out, people are more receptive to the truth now than they've ever been. So it supports the show. It's powerful material. It's informative. And people are ready to receive it now like they have never been before. I mean, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it really is the preeminent overall film to give you general knowledge on who the New World Order are, how they operate, and what their master plan is. 2 hour, 40-minute film with an hour of extras on one DVD. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, or Truth Rising, or Fabled Enemies. All these videos need to be seen on high-quality DVD. Don't go to the stores. Don't blow your money on fruitcakes and ties or Star Wars toys nobody wants. Give the gift of a high-quality DVD in a beautiful package with a nice cover that reads like an adventure movie, and give it to your friends, your neighbor, your family. Tell them, hey, watch this, and it's a great film, but also don't give me anything. Your present to me is that you will watch this. But frankly, the way psychology works, then they won't want to watch it. They'll think of it as work. Tell them, man, this is radical and riveting and really crazy. What do you think of it? And that's the best way. So InfoWars.com. Get the Money Masters, 3.5-hour film, the true history of the Federal Reserve and the private banks, who they are, how they operate, the Rothschilds, 1995. Two DVDs, 1995, one package. Get the Money Masters. Get all the other books and videos we carry, not just the films I've made, at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free right now, 888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions there. We have videos and books on GMO foods. So important, 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. It's only 15 cents a day, super high quality videos, everything up there right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.